We're talking sport this Friday night here on Energy FM. I'm joined by Andy Dalrymple. And Andy, let's move on to the new kids on the block, Mifa and Ellen Vannin. What did you make of all that when it first was announced?
Well, it's another chance to play football, isn't it? You know, that was me purely looking at it that way. It's a chance for the guys to go and play a different level of football. And, you know, Sweden certainly seemed to capture the Manx public. I was unfortunately sat by a computer watching it and giving Twitter updates to the masses, but the atmosphere in Jack's looked pretty special. And I think, it's obviously caused a bit of ruction in the Manx football community. A lot of people, it was polarised opinion, a lot of people were for, a lot of people against it. But my viewpoint is it's just another game of football for the boys, and if that gives Alaman more exposure, fair enough, which is it's great, and it gives the boys chance to play better teams or different teams, great stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, and why do you think it's caused ructions? What has the tension come from?
It's a different thing, It's something different, which Manx crabbism has struck down many a new venture over here. But also, I think a lot of people have spent a lot of time and invested a lot of their own time in the Alaman FA, and I'm sure people it's almost a bit of a pride thing. If someone came to you and said, right, I've got a new radio show, you would take it as a bit of a slight that you're not doing the right thing, and that would get your back up, and there'd be a bit of animosity there. But I hope for the good of Manx football's reputation as much as anything that the two sides can maybe try and work together and work out a path, because at the moment it's settled down a bit in the recent weeks, but the tit for tat that was going on between the two organisations, say 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago, was just a bit. I felt a bit embarrassing. It was more like school kids in the playground than anything else. And both claimed to be doing the best for Manx football, want to do the best for Manx football, and that was tarnishing its reputation a little bit.
And knowing the people involved and the structures in place, can they work together?
I don't know. I think it's a difficult one now. There's a lot gone under the bridge, and I think there's some big personalities involved on both sides, but I think we've got to try and they've got to try and get beyond that. We've got to look at the organisations. I think there is a potential for both teams to work side by side, but whether it'll happen, that's another big question. And I think if I knew that, I'd probably be a rich man. Yeah.
So there you go. That's everything. Mifa Khenifa and Ellen Vannin from Andy Dalrymple. Just before we leave you, let's get the crystal ball out. We'll cross your palm with gold. League winners 2015.
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that. Ramsey. Yeah. I say that as in jest, but no, Ramsey have had a good season, to be fair to them. I don't know. It's gonna go to the wire, this one, thankfully. Usually we know about February, March, who's won it, and then we can dust down the trophy and get the black and yellow ribbons on it for St George's. But I think this year we could be waiting until right to the very end to see who's going to be crowned champion. I think I would have said, if you asked me this question about a month ago, I would have tried to peel. But since the way St George's have hit back, the relentless form they've shown, you just can't count them out. And this one is going to be going right to the wire.
Who's going down?
Well, I think that may be a bit more of a clearer cut. I think there's a big, massive game this weekend, James and Michael. I've said it's a 12-pointer because neither of them can buy a win at the moment. I think Mills have got a tough task. They've only got a point after about 10, 11 games. So they need to show a miracle almost in rise in form, miraculous rise in form, if they're going to get out of that predicament. But I say Michael haven't scored in the last 8 matches, and that's, if you're not scoring, you're not going to win football matches. So I think that, unfortunately for the boys out in the West, I think they're going to go down. And I say Union Mills, they've only got a point after 10, 11 games. That's relegation form to me. I don't know what you think about that. So I think, the bottom two at the moment have really got it all to do.
And who's coming up?
Another good question, because Division 2 is often the little brother of the Premier League, but this year it's producing some fantastic games of football, and there's four or five teams in that you could arguably say we'll see you next year in the Premier League. At the moment, Youthy seem to be running away with it, but they've lost dropped points in the last 3 to 4 weeks, and I think there's half a dozen teams, maybe even four. Well, that'd be realistic. Four teams that could probably go up. You got Douglas Athletic, Youthy, Colby, Brown. Pick one from any of them. So, yeah, that's about as clear as mud for you there.
Okay, thanks very much, Andy. And finally, if you want to follow you on Twitter, you at the games every weekend, you and Disco Dave from the sports section here of the Alma newspapers. How can they do that?
You can follow us, set your smartphones to follow, and it's at Manx Footy Blog. There's quite a few people doing it now, not just me and you and your mum now. So we try and inform and entertain in equal measure, usually failing in both counts, but there you go.
There you go, at Manx Footy Blog on Twitter. Follow all the action from the weekend's games. Disco Dave Norton and Andy Dalrymple out around the grounds. Thanks very much, and we will catch you, no doubt, in the new year. Cheers, Andy.